I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's currency has lost 60% of its value in a matter of weeks. The military government, which seized power in a February coup, hasn't made much of an effort to stop the economic bleeding. Brian Dennett of AMG International says many people are afraid to even leave their homes.
There are plainclothed men, automatic rifles, really threatening the people and the public, even capturing people, interrogating them, and just continuing to spread fear. We're also hearing in the smaller cities and towns, there are very heavy arms, even tanks patrolling, gunfire, frequent bomb blasts, and it's just frightening people.
AMG has given food and medical supplies to 15,000 people since the coup. Let's keep praying for those who are acting as the hands and feet of Christ, even as we pray for peace in Myanmar. And most Americans support resettlement for Afghans who were allies in the war. According to a new poll, 72% say Afghans who worked with the United States government and passed security checks should receive refugee status. That said, the resettlement process isn't easy. Mark Morris heads up Refugee Memphis, an organization partnering with Heart for Iran and U.S. resettlement agencies.
One of the challenges that all of the agencies are facing right now is housing. We have a housing market that is just overburdened.
In the next 12 months, the U.S. is expected to receive 95,000 Afghan refugees.
Whether we like the process, there are people in great need, and when people are in need, we know they're most responsive to the gospel. So now's the time to make available resources, both tangible, financial, and yourself, being willing to volunteer.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.